barbarian. Spliff my mind open. Refood a fabric of time like Hulk Hogan. Die. Mentions unfolded and my brain was awoken. Call me the token black sheep of the family. Smoke bear weed and manage my time badly.
It's all about the journey. No destination. Uno and Sima. Dangerous combination.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics, with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and, of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This week's episode is a very, very special one for me. I've put together a mix that spans decades, but there's a bit of something for everyone, hopefully, so I think you're going to enjoy it. So the theme for this week is Women Who Rock. And I just wrapped up my politics class at Queen's, where we talked a lot about feminism and its different waves, and it really stuck with me. It made me want to reflect on that through music, so that's why I bring this episode to you this week. Because when you look back, it's pretty incredible what women have accomplished and how much of that power, frustration, and confidence shows up in songs they create. And a lot of these tracks feel like more than just music. They feel like statements, pushback expressions, and sometimes just pure ownership of space in an industry that hasn't always made room for women. So I'm really excited and honestly a little proud of this theme. So we're starting with, of course, an icon, and one I personally love and relate to a little bit, Blondie with Call Me. And when you think about a woman completely owning a song, confidence, edge, no apologies, that is it. Released in 1980, it was everywhere. Originally featured in American Gigolo, but what really makes it as a hit is Debbie Harry. Her voice is cool, controlled, and a little mysterious. So she's not asking for attention, she's totally taking it. And that's why it really fits so perfectly with today's theme. It doesn't try and fit into what a woman in rock should sound like. It's bold, a little gritty, and completely self-assured. At a time when rock was heavily male-dominated, Blondie blended punk, new wave, and pop and made it mainstream. This song ended up being one of her biggest hits of the year, and moments like that remind you women weren't just part of the scene, they were shaping it. So here is Call Me.
Call me.
Wow, am I right? What an incredible song. And next, I've kept the energy alive with Runway's Cherry Bomb. Released in the mid-70s, this song hit a time when the idea of a teenage old girl rock band was almost unheard of. And instead of playing it safe, they came out with something live and rebellious and honestly kind of chaotic in the best way. Cherry Bomb was actually written by Sherry Curry, and when she auditioned for the band, she was only 15. And instead of trying to soften her image or make her fit a mold, they built a song around attitude, confidence, boldness, and not really caring if people were comfortable with it. And that's what makes this track so important for our theme. It's not polished in a traditional sense. It's gritty, it's loud, it takes up space at a time when women in music were often expected to be softer or more controlled. And the Runaways pushed back hard. You can hear it in the lyrics, in the energy, in the way the song just kind of explodes. It feels like rebellion, but also like freedom, like saying you don't get to define what we sound like. I love that. So this one is for the girls who were told to tone it down and didn't. I can relate to that a lot. So here is Cherry Bomb.
Thank you. Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
And I get real high enough. I feel still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Wow, I love that song, and it's one I will always sing along to. And that was What's Up by Four Non Blondes. Fun fact, it almost had a different name. Linda Perry originally called it What's Going On, but changed it to avoid confusion with What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And next up is actually the song that's inspired this entire episode, believe it or not. I recently went to the screening room, which I love it there, and if you haven't been, totally recommend, and saw the new movie Mile End Kick, which follows a music critic in the 2000s writing a book about Alanis Morissette. And after watching it, oh my goodness, I've been completely obsessed with her, and especially on this track that I'm about to play, which is Head Over Feet. What makes this song really stand out to me, especially for this time, is how it flips that typical love song. A lot of 90s music leans into the chaos or heartbreak, but this one is different. It's calm, grounded, and sounds really genuine to me. It came out during the Jagged Little Pill era, which is known for being raw and emotional, but Head Over Feet shows a softer side. It's about being caught off guard by a healthy relationship, and that ties perfectly in today's theme. Feminism isn't just about pushing back. It's also about redefining what women deserve, especially in relationships. And this song feels like that quiet confidence. It's softer, but still powerful in its very own way. So here it is, the song I've been obsessed with for a long, long time now. I love it, truly. Head Over Feet.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stayed. Did your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying ahead. You ask how my day was. You've already things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. This healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over.
by and learn your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. You said, what did you do here the other day? You'll sniff me out like I was temporary. Cause you're my fella, my guy. Help me, you stutter and fly.
Means it's time once again for the Banri Foundation's annual spring celebration. Join us as we recognize the incredible achievements of mature women students at Queen's University. The festivities will take place at Grant Hall on May 2nd at 2 p.m. This is a free event and everyone is welcome to attend. Find event details by visiting the Banri Center website, following us on Instagram or Facebook, or emailing brc@queensu.ca. Come celebrate exceptional women with us. See you there.
Because it's true what they say, you can never get away from the sound of the woman that loves you.
Take on Silver Springs, originally written by another woman who truly defines this theme, Stevie Nicks. And they performed live at Brixton Academy back in March. And it is such a great example of women in music carrying each other's work forward. Different generation, but that same energy. Next up, we're staying in that lane of women taking ownership of their sound. This is Patti Smith with Because the Night. And what I love about this one is how it came together. It actually started as a demo from Bruce Springsteen, but it wasn't finished. Patti Smith took it, rewrote the lyrics, and completely made it her own. And that's really what this song represents. It's not just a performance, it's a representation and a reclaiming. She takes something incomplete and turns it into something fully hers, and it's delivered with strength, and that's why it fits so well with today's theme. It shows women in rock weren't just part of the conversation, they were shaping it and making space for their own voices. So here is Because the Night.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
the telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Night.
welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Keeping with this incredible theme, that was the wonderful Joni Mitchell with Help Me. She wrote the song at a time when she was navigating relationships while still holding on to her independence, something that wasn't always encouraged for women, especially in the 70s. A lot of love songs from that era put women into extremes, either all in or completely heartbroken. But Joni does something different. She writes with awareness. You can hear that she's falling for someone, but she's also thinking about what that means for her freedom, her identity, and her sense of self. I love this song for that reason, and it feels honest and grounded, and it's such a strong example of how women have used music to push back on expectations and reshape the way we think about relationships and independence. Now, for my hidden gem of the week, someone I consider the queen of rock and roll, that is Janis Joplin. And Janis never fit into expectations, and that's exactly what made her so powerful and why I love her so much. Her voice is truly raw, emotional, and completely unfiltered. And at a time when women in music were expected to be polished or restrained, she did the complete opposite. She was loud, vulnerable, and unapologetically herself. And this really comes through in her song Maybe, which I'm about to play. It's emotional and intense, but nothing is held back, and you hear the longing and uncertainty, but also the strength in just saying it out loud. And that's why it's the perfect way to close out today's theme. Feminism in music isn't one sound, it's all of it. The anger, the softness, the confidence, the vulnerability, and Janis Joplin represents that freedom to just be without apology. And so this one is for every woman who have ever felt something deeply and chose not to hold it in. So thanks for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny and this week's episode of Women Who Rock. Tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here is Janis Joplin with Maybe.
Come on, I said come back.